You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Janak mashaguit avantuchun hayu barzankne, yevurvar haniyek eglesvin, hon harinik avokche. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 29th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Turayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դուրնենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանգստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
Acherit Ihavijanas Pagets, Hazel Kaziriana. As a last respect at your graveside, I place a bouquet of flowers at your grave. Your memory will remain with us forever, and your grave will never be neglected. As rose petals are placed on your grave, the angels will watch over you forever. I grieve for you today at your departure, and my heart is breaking and full of sorrow.
Հողագույցիտ իպր հարկանքս վերջին, ծոնեմ պունչ մտ զաղիքներու անթարամ։ Հիշադագը դլա անմախ պոլորին, և չի լկվի կերեզմանըդ անխնամ։ Վարդի թուպեր թող զարդարեն շիրիմըդ, հրեշտագներ թող բախպանեն զայն հավետ։ դարաբագոց եւ մենավոր սկագիրը հոգիս այսօր գուլալրի մեգնում է
Hazel Ni Hazaran Sarabian Kazarian 97 went to be with the Lord on Sunday, October 22nd. Hazel passed away peacefully in the home she shared with her daughter Shake, surrounded by her cherished and devoted family, just as she had requested after a brief illness. Hazel was born on February 6, 1926. To Honest John Sarabian and Marion Sarabian in Messina, New York, a small town in St. Lawrence County. Both of her parents were witnesses and survivors of the brutality waged by the Ottoman Empire during the Armenian Genocide of 1915. Hazel was an honor student and graduate of Messina High School, where she excelled not only in academics, but in sports. She especially enjoyed her studies in Latin, English, and literature. She excelled in volleyball, basketball, ice and roller skating, bowling, and on hot days would enjoy walking with her friends to the St. Lawrence Seaway for a cool swim. Because of her love of sports, Hazel decided to become a physical education teacher and completed her first semester at Cortland State Teachers College with honors. Tragically, during her Christmas break, her eldest brother, Private First Class Arthur Sarabian, who is a Purple Heart recipient in the United States Army, made the ultimate sacrifice on December 11, 1944. Hazel made a life-altering decision not to return to college and to stay in Messina to support her grieving parents and assist in running their neighborhood grocery store. Hazel and her family lived above the store, which was central to her upbringing. And taught her the value of hard work and strong family ties. Due to this decision, Hazel was in Messina when Corporal Harry Kazarian, United States Marine Corps, the Armenian hero from Rhode Island, was passing through the area on his way to Detroit. They enjoyed a long-distance courtship of daily letter writing, a marriage proposal on November 10, 1946, the Marine Corps birthday, and celebrated 55 years of devotion before Harry's passing on September 13, 2002. Hazel was a dedicated homemaker and devoted wife and mother. She enjoyed being a kid herself with her five children and supporting her husband as the Providence postmaster. I have to add in, to me, both Hazel and her husband, Harry, were Armenian rock stars. They were the very best of the best, and our community is so lucky to have had both of them in it. Both Hazel and Harry were active in the Armenian community, supporting all three churches here in Rhode Island, and served in a variety of community organizations. Hazel enjoyed reading, sewing, knitting, cooking, baking, traveling, and was a true wordsmith. She looked forward to the challenge on the daily word jumble in the newspaper and was always ready to win a game of Scrabble or talk about current events. As busy as she was, Hazel also made time to volunteer at the Roger Williams Medical Center, which provided her with much joy. Hazel took her love of knitting and for the past several years would make hats for the students at the Harry Kazarian Elementary School in Providence. Hazel was known for her deep faith, love of family, and having fun. Her warm smile, kindness, gentle and mischievous nature, and sense of humor will be remembered by all who had the blessing to know her. Hazel is survived by her children, Joanne, husband Clint Robertson of North Providence, Thomas and wife Vicky Kazarian, Sr. of Rumford, Dr. Janice Kazarian of Pawtucket, Shake Kazarian of North Providence, and Richard Kazarian of Providence. Her grandchildren, Rebecca DeStefano of Rumford, Thomas Kazarian, Jr. of Peabody, Mass., Joseph Robertson of Ashburn, Virginia, Janice Robertson of Smithfield, and Abigail Myers of Brooklyn, New York, her great-grandchildren, Erin and Max DiStefano of Rumford. In addition to her parents, Hazel was predeceased by her siblings, Oski Power of Messina, Private First Class Arthur Sarabian of Messina, Osnif Galucci of Glen Falls, and Armin Sarabian of Messina. Funeral services were held last week from St. Vartanans Armenian Church, with burial at Swan Point Cemetery. Our condolences to the Kazarian family. Right now, I'd like to play Manas Parov Mighty by the former Jack Basarian for Diggin' Hazel. With our daddy list is October 29, 2016. Today is the seventh daddy list of R. Carol Narigin. October 29, 1992. Today is the 31st daddy list of Aravni Dedarian. October 29, 1992. Today is the 31st daddy list of Masis Veznayan. October 29, 1995. Today is the 28th daddy list of Alice Bargamian. October 29, 1997. Today is the 26th daddy list of Stepan Saribekian. October 2008, today is the 15th Dalits of Geraldine Nigerian. October 29th, 2009, today is the 14th Dalits of Varkis Kimatian. October 30th, 1997, Monday is the 26th Dalits of Mary Zakarian. October 30th, 2011, Monday is the 12th Dalits of Charlotte Arikalian. October 31st, 2002, Tuesday is the 21st Dalits of Ruth Gostanian. October 31st, 2013, Tuesday is the 10th Dalits of Henry Mingayan. October 31st, 2018, Tuesday is the 5th Dalits of Avedis Boyajin. October 31st, 2017, Tuesday is the 6th Dalits of John Pakradunyan. November 1st, 2013, Wednesday is the 10th Dalits of Queenie Pakradunyan. November 1st, 2017, Wednesday is the 6th Dalits of Pearl Bargamian. November 1st, 2016, Wednesday is the 7th Dalits of Gladys Garabedian. November 1st, 2004, Wednesday is the 19th Dalits of Onig Soranyemejian. November 1st, 1987, Wednesday is the 36th Dalits of John Mark Kalian. November 1st, 1998, Wednesday is the 25th Dalits of Dawn Adoyan. November 1st, 2002, Wednesday is the 21st Dalits of Peggy Memorian. November 2nd, 2021, Thursday is the 2nd Dalits of Rosette Nizamian. November 3rd, 2020, Friday is the 3rd Dalits of Beverly Lelegian. November 3rd, 2005, Friday is the 18th Dalits of Kerem Panoshan. November 3rd, 2018, Friday is the 5th Dalits of Maritza Samorian. November 4th, 2010, Saturday is the 13th Dalits of Askanaz Arki Nigerian. November 4th, 1993, Saturday is the 30th Dalits of Margaret Samorian. November 4th, 2002, Saturday is the 21st Dalits of Anna Pakradunyan Bezor. November 4th, 2004, Saturday is the 19th Dalits of Nishan Nick Karagojan. Right now, we'll be listening to the music of Armenia, Celestial Harmonies. This is Dervoromya.
Thank you.
There are a lot of great moms, but Armenian moms are a class upon themselves. In our Armenian community here in Providence, I can honestly say there are many moms of that generation. They just were exemplary. Digan Hazel was one of them. Her family are so lucky to have been blessed with so many years to love and appreciate. And her children took exceptional care of her too later on. What a gem she was, and my sincerest condolences. No matter the age, it is so hard losing your mom, grandmother, aunt, and I have one more song for Digan Hazel. This is Charles Aznavour.
October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferal and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing through song and dance their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Ազգերու պարկը գերդված է իր մշակույթով, քիրով, քրագանությունով, լեզվով, երաժշտությունով, ջարդարաբեդությունով եւ այլն։ Հայուն համար մշակույթը եղած է վահան հավատո եւ սույն լուսո, թեպի հույսին, պարկին, երանության ու դևագանության։ Հայ ազգը որքան հալածված, որքան չարչարված, փոքր ազուն, բայց շնորհիվ իր մշակույթին ուժով, արժեքավորած է ինքն և քոչել դված է մշակույթի ռահվիրան արևելքի մեջ։
Put in some local news. This is our last Sunday of Cultural Month programming. I hope you've enjoyed our October list. There's so many oldies but goodies my dad's put together, and a little bit of it's a repeat week after week, but it's so educational, and it's just so great because, you know, Dad was the producer and he knew what he was doing. You know, why recreate the wheel? But with that, some local news. Knights and Daughters of Artsan. Arak's Lodge presents a celebration of Armenian spirit, Armenian meze and full-course chicken dinner, followed by a concert of traditional Armenian music next Sunday, November 5th. Doors open at 12:30, dinner at 1 o'clock at the Armenian Evangelical Church, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston. Bihari Bedrosian on oud, Leon Janikian clarinet, Gary Cash on tumbeg, Ken Collegian guitar, and Charlie Collegian percussion. $40 per person. Reservations requested by November 1st, which is right around Wednesday. So you've got a couple days. Call now. Call Sandy Arumian, 203-770-0245. 203-770-0245. You can also text or email. That's her cell phone. So, again, this is a concert, dinner, a chicken. You know, what's better than on a Sunday to have chicken and pilaf? So it's a traditional Armenian dinner with traditional Armenian music, Sunday, November 5th. Sponsored by the Knights and Daughters of Artsan, all at the Armenian Evangelical Church in Cranston. And again, dinner served at 1 o'clock, and after dinner will be the concert. Call Sandy, 203-770-0245. And we have another concert, but this one will be held on November 17th at 7 o'clock. This is the Armenian Spiritual and Classical Music Concert, dedicated to the loving memory of Reverend Archpriest Father Nerses Cebecan. We will be listening to opera singer Asatur Baljan. Violin, on the violin will be Armen Kazaryan. On the organ and piano, Levon Hovsepian. And our very own soprano, granddaughter of Der Nerses, Mari Magarichan. Again, this is November 17th, beginning at 7 o'clock. 70 Jefferson Street, Providence, for an Armenian spiritual concert in loving memory of Der Nerses. We have another Armenian folk and patriotic music fundraiser. This is Saturday, November 18th, the next day, Agavin Hall, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence. Dinner's at 6:30, tickets $60 per person. It's a night of Armenian folk and patriotic music with Tro Krikorian and Ara Dabanjan, together for Artsakh. And this is a fundraiser to support ARS Artsakh relief efforts. Please call NADEG 401-358-2155. Call NADEG 401-358-2155, Saturday, November 18th. And then also on the 18th, Armenian Evangelical Church's Holiday Bazaar. And this is a one-day bazaar, Saturday, November 18th from 12 to 7. Dinner choices, chicken dinner, losh kebab, kofte, khema dinner. They have I don't know, it's going to be like 30 feet worth of pastries. Choreg, burma, pakhlava, khadayif. There's that second level where they put the desserts. It's just amazing. Dessert after dessert. And it's, you can take them, you can have some there, but you also can take them home. And the holiday season, what's better than all that wonderful Armenian delicacies? And again, this meal, this day, the meals are served all day long. It's a holiday bazaar, Saturday, November 18th, Armenian Evangelical Church, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, beginning at 12 o'clock, goes till 7. And again, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston. Make sure we see you there, Saturday, November 18th. Alrighty, and then we have, let's see, December 2nd and 3rd, St. Sag, St. Mesrob Church Bazaar, 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, at 70 Jefferson Street, Providence. And I have not seen a flyer for it yet. Too funny. But again, December 2nd and 3rd. And then we also have a cookie stroll coming up on the 12th with the Women's Guild at St. Sag and St. Mastro. So that covers it right there. Let's listen to a little bit more of this duduk music. And now we're going to be going to the late Reverend Father Haig Donigyan. This is one of my favorites, and he baptized me. He's who I grew up with, and I just love hearing these old voices. It brings back such memories.
That the month of October has been designated by the Armenians as cultural month. On this occasion, we have with us the pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop Armenian Apostolic Church, the Reverend Father Haig Donigyan.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These were the very first words from the Holy Bible written in the new found Armenian alphabet. Every year in October, we commemorate the Armenian culture through press and pulpit, and our church celebrates in that month the memory of our holy translators. Our blessed forefathers had well understood the significance of that divine miracle, which transformed us into a people possessing a rich cultural life and made us a nation able to preserve its integrity and individuality, its dreams of grandeur, and its creative faculties. It is for that reason that the Armenian Church exalts the name and accomplishments of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop through other feasts as well, as if to suggest that no matter how much we extol and acclaim their achievement, we can never pay the eternal debt we owe them. Almost all the European languages have the same word for culture, the Latin root, which means also adoration. The cultivation of the soil, which produces bread, and the cultivation of the mind and spirit, which gives enlightenment and causes the beauty and goodness to blossom, are equally sacred and reverential act, and our wonderful church has had that realization centuries ago when the word culture was unknown to the great peoples of today. When we consider the language of the Bible, the queen of translations, we are at once struck by the fact that it is as inexplicable a miracle as the invention of the alphabet. It is a well-known fact that for ever and over 100 years, in the schools established by St. Gregory the Eliminator and Nerses the Great, translators were trained for the purpose of rendering the Holy Bible into Armenian verbally. But no matter how well trained they may have been in that task, in view of the fact that there had been no previous attempt at writing, and that before the invention of the alphabet there had existed not even one Armenian word spelled with foreign alphabets, we are simply amazed how it was that they were able to put to writing all at once so perfect a language with its complex and perfect grammar and a beautiful style of its own. Philologists point out that the Holy Bible, which Luther translated, played a decisive role in the formulation and refinement of the German language. Similarly, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is said to be a model of the purity and orderliness of the English language. The Divine Comedy of Dante, written in the language which the people of the Middle Ages could understand, is one of the most perfect examples of the Italian language. How can we not feel proud when 1,000 or more years before those celebrated projects, which ushered new eras for the great nations, the noble pathfinders of the Armenian intellect had already performed that service for the Armenian language? It should be borne in mind that they translated the Holy Bible, giving to it the profound, meaningful title, The Breath of God, which exists only in Armenian, so that the people could understand it in the language spoken at the time. Thus, In the course of less than one century, the Armenian intellect reached the zenith of its creative abilities, fashioning its golden age some 1500 years ago and giving us priceless gems so that the Armenian people might continue to live and create with all the facets of their nation genius. Today is our privilege to possess it and walk by it, and our obligation as trustees is to transmit it to our children and grandchildren. May the spirit of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop strengthen us with faith, love, wisdom, and knowledge for the Armenian language and the Christian religion. Amen.
Right now you're listening to Duduk, spiritual music. Did you know that the Duduk is an ancient Armenian instrument with an unusual deep and melancholic timbre? In Armenia, it is also called the word Tsaynapo, which means an apricot pipe. It rightfully bears this name because it is made exclusively of apricot wood. However, like many other Armenian folk instruments, it should be noted that this instrument is about 3,000 years old. The first mention of it was found in ancient manuscripts in the state of Urartu, which is what later became Armenia, which was located on the territory of the Armenian highlands. This is approximately the 8th century before the birth of Christ. From this, we can conclude that the instrument is very ancient and practically did not undergo any changes during its entire existence. Let's listen to a little bit more of this beautiful sounding instrument, the duduk. About to close out our Cultural Month programming. We'll be going to our birthdays and anniversary. But before I do, I just want to say a big thank you to Nancy Tarakshan. She keeps me up to date. If it wasn't for her, in the old days, you know, our church groups would send my dad flyers to the P.O. box. Not anymore. I get to get what I can get from wherever. And their church, the Armenian Evangelical Church's email list, when they send out an email, it has just about all our community events going on. So a big thank you. I skipped two today by accident. AHARI, Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island, Sunday, November 12th, beginning at 12:30. There's an in-person presentation and book signing. And it takes place at St. Sahag and St. Mesrop Church, Who She Left Behind, with Victoria Atamian Waterman. Join us celebrating a fellow Rhode Islander, Vicky Atamian. I know, I grew up with Vicky. She was greatly influenced by her multi-generational immigrant bilingual family that included grandparents that survived the Armenian genocide. Come listen to this wonderful book and reading, and refreshments will be served November 12th, 12:30, an in-person prezo and a book signing. The Agavian Auditorium in the Hanoian Hall. Refreshments served, and again, November 12th, Sunday, beginning at 12:30. Oh, remember I said I couldn't find a flyer? St. Sag St. Messer Church Bazaar. Food fair and bazaar December 2nd and 3rd, Saturday and Sunday. Both times begin at noontime. Saturday will go to 7 o'clock, so you're going to get there early for dinner on a Saturday. Sunday's closing at 5 o'clock. So make sure that you plan accordingly. Lush and shish kebab dinners, chicken, chema, kufte, lemejun, hummus, falafel, bureg, yalan, chichoreg, cream chadayif, which, by the way, is absolute best, pachlava, kata, churabia, and more. Come for lunch, dinner, and takeout. That's what my family does. Raffle and prizes, kids' activities, music, and vendors. December 2nd and 3rd, St. Sag, St. Mesrob, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence, their annual bazaar. Alrighty, with that, right now that's a Gomidas concert going on in the background. Let's see. My first song up is Dolarji. It's especially for my brother. His birthday is Halloween, October 31st. My dad always, you know, of course it's during Cultural Month, and it's not really, I don't know, maybe because the song's so old it's considered cultural? I'm not sure. It's a stretch. But I do it every year. So we close out Cultural Month. We're closing out with Gomidas, and we're going to the fabulous Vosbegyan Band, and then we'll go to Eddie Mekchen. And then we have two other songs. Hopefully we can all stretch in the next 12 minutes. Alrighty, so yesterday was the anniversary. I got to do this in order. Yesterday, first anniversary of my niece, Michelle Terrain. She was married to Colby Rowan last year, a year ago, yesterday. So congratulations and happy first anniversary. Then we have October 29th, Armin Elijah Yergin's birthday. We have another anniversary on the 30th. Happy anniversary. 30, big old 30, Peter and Cheryl Derhagopian. They're celebrating down in Florida, and I'm sure they're not listening, but that's okay. So wish them a happy anniversary. November 2nd, Peter Terrain Jr.'s birthday. That's a nephew. And November 3rd, Shant DRB. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary, happy birthday. And this song is especially for my big brother, George, as we segue out of Cultural Month programming. For some odd, crazy reason, my brother is okay with me announcing happy 76th birthday, big brother. And yes, I was a lot younger. They used to tease me I was adopted. Big brother is 20 years older than me, but we still, you know, he's still young at heart. Happy birthday, bro. Hey, don't let you guard the man Had to cut it short, sorry. We've got quite a few songs I gotta fit in. This next one is by Eddie Mekchin. It's Ech Diarsa. My father had a very cute sense of humor, and he would play this for all his friends and himself, and then he started playing it for my brother. So if you know the words, you'll get a chuckle out of it. So again, happy birthday, George.
Hey,
That always says Rachatur Grachanas Merjamanagalratsav Shuganluchun Senin Hamaras. Desuchun Min Chev Harajiga Giragi Aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour, Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Charayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Our webmaster is birthday boy George Gasparian. Right now, you are listening to us live on WARA, Attleboro. You can listen to us any day, anytime. However, on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Tell all your friends. Happy Sunday. That's it for us.